Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. Now let's begin with the show. The willingness to let go brings transformation. And that holds so true. And you would think that letting go is the part that brings transformation. But as you might have heard Saint Germain say before, it really is the choice that starts the whole transformational process for all of us. And so in the willingness to let go, we start a significant process where we can approach subjects, attachments, anything in our life in a way that brings healing to us and even enables us to let go. Because let's be realistic. We always hear let go of attachment. Let go, let go, let go. But is it really that simple? And what are we letting go of? And what are the attachments? Sometimes the attachments that we have to belief systems are so deeply rooted within ourselves that we are on autopilot. We are not even aware that there is a belief system that is holding us back. So let's say you really want to become a public speaker and you are stating to yourself, please God, divine source, masters, angels, I asked for you to assist me in letting go of anything that is stopping me from becoming a public speaker. That is the willingness to let go. That is where it starts. And then often you will find that it comes to your awareness that there are reasons that you held beliefs that stopped you from speaking up, from speaking out in front of people. Often we use our belief systems as ways to protect ourselves from pain that we might have experienced either in this lifetime or in other lifetimes. So old attachments, as much as it sounds unhealthy, also were created to protect us. So letting go of anything that is holding us back from stepping into our true divine self often are also things that are used to stop us from harming. And so the ego, for example, for the longest time had a purpose. The purpose was to protect the body from getting hurt under all circumstances. So often when we walk the path of enlightenment, the ego steps in and gets very afraid. Because the ego thinks that as we raise our consciousness, as we ascend to higher frequency, that means that the physical body is going to be left behind. But in this lifetime, we are doing something very differently. In this lifetime, it is about the physical body together with everything else is going to ascend to a higher form of existence. And so it is for us to re-educate the ego, and it is also for us to recognize that the belief systems that we have used to protect ourselves are really time to let them go. And so you will find that Saint Germain is going to be assisting you today to find a way to truly step into the unknown and letting yourself fall, free fall, so to speak, and have that leap of faith to trust that you're going to be provided for. One of the biggest parts within our lives to let go of is the letting go of control. So often would we like to know. Do we need to know? Do we want to know the outcome or want to have a plan A or a plan B, or if this doesn't work, a plan C? We also would like to see that everything that we are doing is as perfect as possible. We are striving for perfection because we see divinity as a state of perfection. You are in a place of love. You are in a place of peace. Nothing in the outer can throw you out of balance. So we have that deep desire for perfection because that's what we feel it takes to be divine, to walk the divine path, to become a saint. And yet, it really is our imperfection that makes us so uniquely beautiful. And every single one of us holds a unique frequency within all that is. And it is our uniqueness that creates this beautiful orchestra of life. And so it is letting go of control to let your beauty blossom. And we also go from one age into another at this time. We've been doing that for the last 60 years, even longer. But it is moving from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age. And the Aquarian age is all about liberation, globalization, finding ways to express ourselves more freely, and also about expanding our consciousness to incorporate more. The circle of life is being expanded to allow more to enter. You find a lot more opening up to the possibility that we are galactic beings that came here to Earth to support Earth in the ascension process. So there is an widening occurring in the world that we live in. It is no longer Earth. It is not even no longer Earth within the solar system. Now it becomes this solar system within a galaxy, and the galaxy within the universe, and even further, maybe a universe within many, many other universes that live simultaneously parallel to each other and still have influences on each other. So you can see that there's quite a consciousness shift occurring. And every year at the first full moon in Taurus, we celebrate the Vesak Festival. Many of us are. They are actually more and more doing that. And in the Vesak Festival, Buddha descends into the Vesak Valley to usher a new divine light into all those who are receptive to receive it. It is once again about further letting go of a consciousness that has been restricting us and opening ourselves up to a vaster consciousness of love, of joy, of togetherness, of oneness, of teamwork, really of world peace in many ways. And so we are being prepared for that. And it started already in the beginning of 2016. We are talking about the number sequence of completion. So letting go of what no longer serves us also asked us to be willing to be honest with ourselves, to be honest with that what we are most afraid of. Often we run away from our fears because we see them as not divine. But if you look at God or the creator or spirit of all, the great divine spirit, if you really look at that as all that is, how can there be anything but perfection? So it is about shifting your consciousness about self-judgment and minimizing yourself as not being good enough to realize that at every moment you are exactly what you need to be. And letting go of judgment is just right up there with letting go of control. Letting go of judgment is often a key aspect in our life to open our heart up to experience greater love. It is through our self-judgment that we often don't feel worthy of such greater love. And that is not truth. Love is. And I've said it before, within us, we all want to be loved and to love. And what that means is whatever is hindering this at this time must be released. The frequency on earth no longer permits this self-loathing and self-judgment. And that affects a lot the relationship with one's divine feminine. Because in the last few thousand years, the divine feminine has been the part of us, and that's for men and women alike. I'm not just talking about women, but that feminine aspect has been a part that has been suppressed, that has been restricted, that one was afraid of, that creative, intuitive power that is willing to not act, but to wait until the appropriate moment in trust and faith to then know this is the time to move forward. And so we are all being tested in that, tested in letting go and being in this moment of absolute trust and faith, being in this moment of even allowing oneself to be more adventurous, to be more on a journey of not knowing and being excited about it. Because in the not knowing, every corner that you take, every curve that you drive around on, you're opening yourself up to new possibilities. So how exciting is that? So letting go allows you to begin a life filled with new excitements, new possibilities, new challenges, yes, but these challenges can also bring opportunities of tremendous spiritual growth. And all of us are deeply longing for a stronger connection with our divine I Am presence, with the divine master, with the angels. So in letting go of everything that we have been hanging on to, the stories that we use to define ourselves, and being open to just seeing what evolves, can be such a powerful way to step even further into your divinity, into your divine alignment, into being a channel and instrument of the divine to work with you and through you. I invite you to think about for a moment, what fears do you have that stop you from letting go? Letting go of any story that you use to define yourself. Letting go of control. Letting go of the need to know. Just letting go of everything. We've talked in other radio shows about the power of allowing yourself to be empty, to be nothing. So what is it that you're still hanging on to that is stopping you from allowing yourself to be in the moment and to be nothing so that you can experience who you really are? I know I have plenty of things that I need to let go of, but really in that, it's also be patient. All of this is a process. We can't let go of everything at once. Really, that's why the title is called The Willingness to Let Go. Be willing to let go. Be willing to start the journey to release what no longer serves you. And now that all of this again is a process to open yourself up for a greater light to enter you, for a greater alignment to take place, for a higher wisdom to come and connect with you so that you can be a channel and instrument of the light in ways you haven't been before. And it is that we are doing all of this not just for our own self. We are doing this for humanity as a whole. And so sometimes I find when things are not going as fast as I would like it to be, it is also about being patient. It is being patient and allowing the collective consciousness to catch up a little bit. Because we're here in the midst of everything, not to just walk our own path of ascension, but we are in the midst of everything to be even more effective in helping humanity shift their consciousness to another level of awareness. And this might take 1 year. It might take 10 years. It might take 100 years. Consider that we've just entered another time period of 26,000 years. Do you really think a lifespan is going to make so much of a difference? And yet, that being said, we are creating a most powerful foundation for this new Aquarian age. And so the initial 50 to 100 years are the most important years at a time of entering a new age, because they create the grounds, the foundation, as I said before, to build on and to create a seed that then can blossom and become a whole new blossoming consciousness. So with that, I am going to turn the word over to Saint Germain and play the first music by Mike Snyder. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. It is with so much love that I come before you at this time again. I am Saint Germain, and I bring you the power of transformation within you and around you. The power of transformation is the journey of your physical self to merge with your soul and your divine I Am presence. And this process asks you to let go of any preconceived ideas and any concepts and belief system that hinder this alignment, that hinder this sacred union. And so, together, we walk this path of transformation, not you alone. Loneliness is one of the greatest belief systems that humanity holds that has to be released going forward, to step into the all oneness that is yours to experience. And yes, understandably so, loneliness has been a big part of humanity's life, often for one of you to open up to greater love, only to experience losing it and experiencing the devastating feeling of what it means to lose that connection. And it certainly dates back all the way to what some of you call the fallout of heaven, the experience of stepping out of all oneness to become your individuated self, to learn all about your own divinity through the experience of duality, through the experience of life on Earth, as well as life in many, many other planetary systems. And so you embarked on a journey that allowed you through involution to become from spirit, from light, from the essence of all that is, that manifested part that you are today, that physical part that you are today. But within you, you still very much hold the divine spark that is part of you and will always be part of you, and that will call you home, that will guide you back to return through the evolutionary process back into the higher frequency of all that is. And for you to be able to do this process, it is necessary to be willing to let go. Really, to be willing to let go of all to gain all. We often say this to you. Are you willing to let go of all? And what you need to understand is that to be able to let go of all, you must first accept that, what you are so much hanging on to. You must accept your fears for what they are, not judge them, not reject them, not push them away, but bring them right into your consciousness. Sit down in stillness. Bring your true fears that are underneath all of that busy work that you've created around it. your true core fears and look upon them with love. And again, you are not alone. You do not have to do this process alone. You can either call on your divine I Am presence or your holy guardian angel or the many people that are there in your life to support you in this, to help you face those fears. Because in facing them and in accepting them, they lose their power and they can be integrated back into all that is, and you let them go through that process. You can't let something go that you have not accepted first. It is one together with the other. So when you desire to change your work situation, for example, or to change a relationship situation, first, you must make peace with it. And the only way you can make peace with it is by accepting it for what it is. You can certainly also say to yourself that you accept it and that you feel complete in the experience that it has brought to you and that you're now willing to release it through the power of love in the knowing that it will be replaced with something that is more suited for you. And that is a very powerful decision-making process and choosing process. And by doing that, you unleash forces of transformation that then will bring change to you and opportunities to you. One of the most important aspects in this process is the willingness to detach yourself from how this is going to happen or come about. Often, you expect certain things to happen in your life in the most dramatic way, in the most aggressive way. But that is not necessary. You no longer have to experience change through a traumatic experiences to make it worthy of you letting go and leaving behind what no longer works for you. So understand that the transformational process can be a very harmonious, a very peaceful, a very empowering process. And it can certainly be a painless process. It is your struggle often, wanting to accelerate the process, wanting to step faster into something that is simply not ready for you, that will interfere and that will create pain and friction that simply doesn't serve you. But we give you free will, so we will not interfere with that process unless you ask us once again for support to show you where you might be misled in the decision-making that you're going through. But at the core, acceptance and peace is allowing you the ability to let go of something that no longer serves you. So we will now go through a process that is going to assist you with this. So I invite you now to take a few deep breaths and to allow yourself to go deeper within your own inner self. Just feel your heart. If you need to put your hand on your heart, do so. It is important that your focus, that your consciousness moves into your heart. We've said it to you many times before. The heart is a doorway to your soul, and the soul is the intermediary to your divine I Am presence, to your spiritual self. So use your in-breaths and out-breaths to settle yourself at this moment, to allow yourself to be in the here and now. And there might be feelings that are coming up. Feelings of anxiety, feelings of something that you should have done or needed to do, or something that you thought of, that you haven't completed. Just let that go for now in the understanding that you can revisit this afterwards. So just be and feel the presence of many healing angels that are now descending upon you, that want to support you in the process of acceptance and letting go. And so enter the state of allowing your divine feminine within you to take charge right now, allowing the part of you that is receptive to take over, and allow for your masculine side for a moment to rest, to sleep, to be at peace, and to have trust and faith that the feminine side will be able to handle this. And so within you, there are two aspects, since you are human. There's this part of you that is pure love, and there's this part of you that is pure fear. Both are part of all that is. And as much as you want to call the love and the light, the spiritual aspect of you, and the fear, the human aspect of you, if you come from the understanding that God, Source Creator, is all that is, then you also have to understand that everything is spiritual. The love and the fear, all is part of oneness. And when you understand and feel this concept, then you can no longer judge the fear. The fear was there to teach you about yourself, to teach you about separation and loneliness, so that then at some point you also can understand the beauty and power of all oneness. And so I invite you now, with the support of these healing angels, to reach out your consciousness to that what is love within you, and to that what is fear within you, to envision it as two flames. You can even envision it as a white flame and as a black flame, if it's easier for you. And through your willingness at this point to let go of all control, to let go of all judgment, bring these two parts together and merge them into oneness to create a sacred union and a portal to another level of consciousness. And this portal now, as you allow these two aspects to come together through the willingness to let go of all judgment, to let go of everything that no longer serves you, to let go of that image that you sometimes have of yourself, that you're not worthy of such great love that incorporates all of you, even the parts of you that you deem as imperfect. As you bring this now all together, and you can create one flame of unification, I invite you to step into that flame as it becomes a portal, a doorway into another dimension. This is a dimension where much can be manifested and created. In this dimension, you can enter where you are asked to step off a threshold, to step off that part of you that has been holding you back, and to let yourself fall into the abyss, into the void. And that has to be your choice, to step off the cliff and to let yourself fall in the knowing that this sacred union within you, this flame of unification, is strong enough to carry you and to give you the ability to fly. And what I want you to envision, as we are going to play the next piece of music by Mike Snyder, what I want you to envision is being taken by the cosmic rays of transformation that often appear to you as different colors, as waves of colors. Allow yourself to step off of that cliff and to let yourself fall into the cosmic rays of change, of transformation, of evolution, and let them carry you, let them take you all the way up into the heart of this universe. And in this heart of this universe, you will behold a powerful consciousness, a powerful master, a powerful essence of love that is taking you in and that is embracing you and enfolding you in their love. For everyone, it will be a slightly different experience. It will be that master that is working most closely with you at this time, enfolding you in a love that will pour into you the strength and courage to even further let go of what no longer serves you in preparation for the ray of illumination that will be offered to you at the VSAC Festival at the next full moon. So take this journey now again. Allow yourself to fall off the cliff, to be then carried not only by the sacred flame of unification within you, but by these cosmic rays of transformation and change upwards towards the heart of this universe, and allow yourself to be embraced by a master of love that will infuse you with the strength and courage to let go of what no longer serves you in the days ahead. So take in all this love now. Take it deeply into your heart. As your physical self is calling you, to not simply focus on becoming spirit, but to remember that you chose to be spirit in physical form. You chose to be love in action in physical form. So your physical self is calling you back. It's reaching out to you beyond time and dimensions to bring you back from this place of the heart of the universe, to bring you all the way back down through that portal of light, through the portal of the flame of unification, back into your heart. And we want you to take a moment to be within your physical body and to feel all that love, all that empowerment and strength you received, and let it settle within every cell of your body. Let it settle. Feel your feet connecting to the earth. Feel yourself being an extension of Gaia, of Earth. And remember, what you do for the self, you do for others. I'm here to guide you even further along the path. Take a few deep breaths, put your hand on your heart again, and acknowledge that you are so much more. You are a vast being of love and light, and you're worthy to receive all the love and all the empowerment and all the support that you need to step further into your divine gifts, into your divine beauty, into your divine power. But you must be willing to let go of what no longer serves you. You must be willing to open up those doors that you might have kept closed out of fear of getting hurt. You must be willing to step forward with a certain level of honesty and authenticity, to be willing to look at that, what might still be your fears. I invite you at this point to go out, reach out with your consciousness into your life, into the matrix of life itself. And simply through feeling, through the connection to your heart, through that sacred flame that is within your heart, reach out, go out into your family situation, even into your health situation, into your business situation, any part of your life. Reach out and feel the energy, feel the connection, feel your belief system that you might still have holding on to a certain level of dysfunctionality that just no longer serves you. And remember that connection. Remember that connection to spirit, to that master who infused you with that high frequency of love.
he or she is still with you, is still working with you. And this is a place where you must trust the feminine aspect within you. This is something where that receptive side will continue to bring in the higher frequencies of love to channel it through you into all those parts that you might have been afraid to look at, that you might have judged, that you might have seen as imperfect. And in doing so, bringing healing and support to what needs healing. And being able to detach yourself from that what no longer serves you. Most importantly, release your expectations. That does not mean that you're not permitted to hold a vision in life. But what it does mean is that you, under all circumstances, need to be willing to allow it to come to you in ways that are natural to you, in ways that you might not even know or have perceived before. So remember that. Remember that there are ways that you might not have been able to fully comprehend. Miracles happen every day. And 2016 is a year of miracles for you. It is a year to support you to complete processes and begin new ones, to cross a threshold over and over again. And all of this work we've done here in this show is to prepare you for the illumination and the empowerment you're going to receive during the VSAC Festival. Whether you participate in it or not, whether you simply open yourself up to the experience during your sleep state, it does not make a difference. You've said that you would come to Earth for the purpose of assisting humanity and Earth to ascend to a higher consciousness. And as such, you have now gone through the valley of darkness over and over again to tread a path so that others can follow it too. All this willingness of letting go, you're not just letting go of own personal issues. You're letting go of aspects that humanity as a whole has been hanging on to, beliefs that has kept humanity small and limited. And so you're once again a disciple of the light, showing the way so that others can follow it too. So don't feel that you're ever singled out. If you feel you're singled out, it's not because you were failing, but because you are a beautiful soul. You're a beautiful spiritual being of love and light in physical form. And it is because of your willingness to continue off the path of enlightenment that we are guiding you along further, asking more of you, wanting you to liberate yourself further so that in turn you can liberate others as well. So now that I think, Jermaine, I'm very much with you. I'm working with you and through you through this process, as well as the other masters and angels that you've always been working with. But now that, as I work with you, I am going to present you in the next few weeks and months, I am going to present you with parts of yourself that you might not have liked to look at. But these are opportunities of great healing. Don't run away from it. Look at it. Accept it with love so that it can be integrated back into all that is, so that you can let it go for a new experience. Remember, it is all about bringing in the new age, the new consciousness, the new power of love, the new divinity expressed here in human form. That is your job. That is what you're doing. And I am with you through the whole process. Also use the violet flame to assist you in this process of transforming and transmuting discordant energies into love and light. Don't forget that you have that tool at hand. Use it consistently to help you in shifting some of these discordant energies that are experienced by humanity as a whole, as that what must come up to the surface to be healed is coming up to be looked at and to be changed. And you are the power of transformation. And I work with you and through you for the benefit of exactly doing that. So now that my love is with you always, I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste. Thank you, Saint Germain. That was very beautiful. I say it every time, I know. I want to thank all of you for being part of our show today. We know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. I am very much looking forward to being part of you again next week. Make sure that you listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. And you can hear it's a little bit tough for me to speak after channeling Saint Germain. I'm sorry. But next week's radio show, Saint Germain will take you into the Vesak Valley to receive the full infusion of light and love and divine wisdom offered by Buddha for the purpose of consciousness expansion for all on Earth, including you. So you don't want to miss that, but you can always listen to the recording too, because he will go beyond time and space. So don't worry about if you're listening to it at a later time. He will still travel with you to that appointed time of the full moon at the time of the Vesak Valley for you to experience that. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. With that, I think I will close now for today. You guys have a wonderful week, especially now that you've been shown how to further let go of things that no longer serve you. And now that my love is with all of you, blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Peace out. May you be loved far beyond your expectations, and it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.